Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Don't worry.
There it is.
No, I'm not going there today because there's some... There's some angry Philly fans out there.
You don't want to be called a company man again.
Well, no, it's not that.
It is.
It's like, I don't want to, you know, the unfortunate thing about the fans of 4-for-4.
You people.
They'll see you on the street, and they'll say something to you. I don't feel like dealing with that today.
Duck and run. He's Douglas over here.
You know, people say, your takes are ridiculous, Douglas. Yeah,
they're going to throw tomatoes at you.
Well, I'm not singing that. I'm not irritating anybody today. See, Kyle set me up for failure with that.
We got 3 hours to go.
Disappointing the studio audience.
And irritate anybody.
They want to hear you sing.
Not today.
Not today? All right.
I don't know. Yesterday hit different. 11-4 hits different, especially when you tie the game up.
I know it hits different.
You tie it up. Everybody's excited about the home run Bryce hits.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the wheels just fall off the wagon. Because yesterday I was at Harper's game, so I'm trying to tune in.
Yep.
And when I saw Bryce tie it up, I was like, okay, here we go. Here's the rally. And then, yeah.
Yeah, they're just not playing.
I get it.
They're not playing good baseball. I mean, they've been outscored on the season so far. And look, they started off 5-1. So we don't have to be mathematicians here to realize they're 5-7 in their last 12 games. They haven't played well since the Rockies left town and had their first sweep of the year. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on Aaron Nola? Really tough start last night and a tough start to his season. Are you hitting the panic button on Nola? I am more than I ever have because he doesn't look right. He's walking people. His velocity's down. And it's in the back of my mind. There's a lot of innings on that arm. I don't know if he's going to bounce back. Like, you could bring up, he started off, I think his worst start was 2019. He had a tough mm-hmm. April. He was also, what, in 2019? 6 years younger? Like, he's...
Yeah. It's easier. When you're younger, it's easier to bounce back.
Sure.
Every night, you know, it takes a little longer.
Yeah.
Not a, you know...
That old age crept in?
Well, no, it's just that sometimes, you know... It just takes a little longer to bounce back.
It does.
It takes a little bounce back game. It's not like what it used to be.
When you're younger, you could bounce right back. And then you get older, it gets a little more challenging. All right, 215-592-9494. Bam and Upper Darby. What's up, Bam?
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Hey, Bam.
First and foremost, before I get to my point, right,
mm-hmm.
I heard some disturbing news yesterday on the afternoon show. And I gotta defend my little brother back there behind the glass. And I got to defend you guys on
What happened?
Yeah. Yesterday, their anniversary, right, of their one-year show.
The afternoon show. Afternoon show, one-year anniversary yesterday. Yeah. What grade did you give them, Bam? You give them an A, B, C?
I couldn't get through. Because my phone was something wrong with it. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you, I heard what I was listening to. They said Kyle's the worst somebody, a caller called in on their show, said that Kyle's the worst producer.
Whoa.
The midday show is the boringest show ever.
Mm.
Ooh. Well, not boring enough for him to listen, apparently.
Right.
Who was this caller?
I mean, because he knows you intimately enough.
Now, did the afternoon show defend us, or did they agree with the caller?
They probably didn't defend us.
No, Jack agreed with it.
Interesting.
That don't, yeah.
I mean, probably, was he kissing Jack's ass in the process? That does tend to happen.
Probably. It was Corey from Columbus's cousin, I think.
It was Corey from Columbus.
From Ohio doing stuff like that? Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could take the ass-kissing that you give to Jack, kiss my ass, and thanks for listening.
I'm so proud when he does that because that's like my go-to, kiss my ass.
It's good stuff. All right, Ben, we appreciate it. Now, you can grade their show next time you call them. What do you got for us? What are you feeling on Aaron Nola?
I'm feeling Aaron Nola's cooked, man. Stick a fork in him, man. Stick a fork in him. I'm done. He's cooked. Man, that's the most embarrassing outing I've ever seen Aaron Nola do, man.
Well, Ben,
I think he kind of felt like that, too. He felt that.
He walked a run-in for the second straight start. This is not like the Aaron Nola we're used to, Bam.
No, we're not. We're not. And I got to guess for huge clues.
What do you got?
Is it the, what's that, Nelson Mandela?
Nelson Mandela. You know, any time 100 list, Nelson Mandela could have made.
No, I didn't realize that.
Not it.
So was Hugh's first clue part of me for, because, you know, Hugh talks and it goes in one ear right out the other.
For all of us. Yeah.
Yep. Did Hugh specifically say this year's top 100?
Well, I said on the Times 100 list, I did say that we unveiled yesterday.
Okay, so it was this specific one.
Yeah. Because
I hadn't thought about the fact this could open it up to the hundreds and thousands.
Well, I thought it was, you know, in Bam's defense, I thought most people would automatically think about yesterday's list.
So we can clarify right now. Because I did say
the list that we unveiled, that was unveiled yesterday.
You did.
I did say that.
It's the one we spoke about yesterday for obvious reasons. There was a very, very local tie-in who made the list yesterday that we spoke about. That's why it came up. So, yes, the person, it could be anyone, is on the list this year. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Scott, King of Pressure. Then we'll get to the latest on Dallas Goedert and the Philadelphia Eagles with a draft 1 week away. Scott, what's up, buddy?
Scott.
Hey, greetings, guys.
Hey,
what's
Scott.
What's going on, man?
So I think everybody has every right to be super concerned with Nola, but until the weather turns, you can't close the curtain on him. Until the weather turns, he's liable to pick up a mile per hour or two once it warms up a little bit. He's a warm weather guy. We know that. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. And when the weather does turn, if he's still, you know, is still 91 high and then we'll know where he's at. And
yeah,
that, you know,
Scott, I agree. And
that's on the fields.
And he's done this before. We've seen other years where his velocity is a little down in April and it picks up when we get to June, July. And that could happen. Scott, what's troubling to me more than just the velocity is the walks, because that's not like him. It's one thing if it's just, all right, he's over the plate and it's 90 instead of 93 and it's a home run. He's walking the ballpark right now. That's not like him.
Yeah, well, I think part of that is because, you know, even when he's topping out at 94, it's still 94, and he still has to hit his spot in order to be effective. Well, now, if you're topping out at 91, it doesn't matter if you hit spots, because 91's going to get hit.
Right.
It's just not competitive for those guys. Anyway, I wanted to talk a minute about the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
So, just looking at it, number one, I think I'm looking forward to Wilson coming back, because I actually think he can play a role on this team and help out a little bit, that right-handed bat.
Yep.
I think it's a good time to send down Marsh or Rojas and let them get some at-bats in AAA and get their confidence back. The more I look at this lineup, and I've said it 100 million times, I really am disappointed with Phillies and Phillies management, and I just want to appeal to them to reconsider starting Sosa at shortstop now and moving a guy who has center field experience in the major leagues, has proven that he can play there. And we don't need to manage to the back of a baseball card to what guys have done in the past. You need to manage to the present. So I'm appealing to Dombrowski. I'm appealing to Middleton to step in here. And it's clearly what's best for the team is for Trey Turner to move back to center field, a position that he's familiar with, and Sosa to play short. It's such an easy thing to see that this would be a better ball team right now. Crawford's not ready. We all want Crawford to come up and play. He's not ready yet. You don't want to ruin him. Okay, he's going to be your center fielder, just not yet. This is just such an easy, simple fix, and I don't know why they're so dug in on keeping Trey Turner at shortstop. I know he's playing better. I get it. He is playing a little bit better. However, if you look closer, the feeds still are not there. His throws get dug out a lot by Harper.
Yep.
He's just not fluid at short. I guarantee you if you put Sosa at short and Stott, you stabilize up the middle, your pitchers throw less pitches. It's just a better ball team. I know I say it over and over again, but if there's ever a time for them to act and do something, it's right now.
Well, Scott, you know I agree with you. And the part that is, you know, is infuriating about this is they have no answer in the outfield, and yet their answer is here. And because they don't do it, Sosa sits the bench you know, 4 out of 7 days a week. It really is.
Right.
Like, if you took a 10,000-foot view, you didn't know anything about the contract or who Turner was supposed to be, and I just presented all these facts to you. Like, a better shortstop sits the bench. He's actually hit really well this year. They can't hit in the outfield. The current shortstop used to play the outfield. If I said all those things and you didn't know anything about anything, you would say, oh, well, this is simple. And yet they refuse to do it.
I am so with that logic 100%, and I'm just going to keep appealing. I'm going to keep calling. I'm going to keep bringing it up until logic wins out here. Because I got to think that Middleton is a financially strong person who makes his own decisions and can look at a situation like this and get involved. Because your baseball guys, listen, I'll challenge any baseball guy's opinion anytime on Sosa. I've said it from the start. I feel like he's a starter in Major League Baseball. At the bare minimum, he should be platooning. His defense on an offensively loaded team is enough to keep him in a lineup. And I just don't understand what these Phillies are doing. And I shake my head at it. And I don't know why more people aren't upset about it, but I don't know.
I think it's insane, but we're living in an insane time right now. All right, Scott, what do you got for us? What's your guess? Use clues.
All right, I'm either listening too close or I'm not listening at all. Jalen Hurts? First time
so,
on the list,
Scott. It's. I was that's waiting for very, someone
yeah,
to guess
I was,
it.
I was wondering.
Scott,
what else
not it. But
no, good guess, go Scott.
But that's a. I want to give Scott credit as well because he listened, and we did kind of not vaguely say the list yesterday, not the list Jalen Hurts was on.
Yeah.
I don't think we did it on purpose.
No.
That's just what happened.
And a little sneak peek at you people. This is funny. As soon as the first clue came out, everyone was like, "Well, this is an easy one, Jalen Hurts."
Well, no,
no,
it's not that.
We're not going to give you that.
I'm not that predictable.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, one more day this thing goes to 145. And
yeah, we might have to make it a little more predictable.
You'll be waving the white flag tomorrow.
No, I won't. This was a pretty good one, though.
I like this one. 215-592-9494. Before we go back to the phone lines here on the Phils, Hugh, let's discuss the Dallas Goedert situation. The Eagles, are 1 week out from the NFL draft. Mm-hmm. And Dallas Goedert is still on this football team. He is still here. And I want you to hear Howie Roseman a couple days ago. Howie Roseman talking about Goddard and his impact here potentially on the draft and what they do.
The unsettled nature with Dallas Goedert right now, how does that affect the approach at that position going into the draft?
The way we look at the draft is it's a separate entity to anything else that's going on. We got to make good decisions in the draft based on who the players are that are available in the draft. We can't make up any positions and make them better than they're not. We have to really have a true process. So it really doesn't affect us. We try to do as much as we can at any position in free agency to try to make sure that we're not in a position where there is needs. Of course, we're not a perfect team, and there's always going to be areas that we're looking to improve. And, honestly, that's going to happen even the day after the draft. We're going to continue to have areas that when we look at our depth chart, we'll go, man, it would be great to add a player here. So the player acquisition period, this is a huge part of it, but it's certainly not the end.
All right. What did you make of that?
You want my honest opinion?
Always.
It was a lot of long talking and brain wrestling.
A lot of brain wrestling.
Because, and you know what? The reason I say that is because normally Howie is more clear and concise. When he wants to talk about something. I mean, he gets right to the point. There, he lost me a while ago when he started, because he was talking in circles. Because, and what I got, to ask you a question, Joe, what I gather from that is that they don't even know really what they want to do with Dallas Goedert yet. Because most of the time when you talk to Howie, it's very fluid and it's very short and compact. He took a long time to say nothing. Really?
Yeah.
He took a long time to say nothing. So that's why I feel like they don't know what they want to do with Dallas yet.
Well, listen to Ruben Frank this morning, because Ruben gave his take on the Dallas Goedert situation, and maybe he's on it. Maybe this is exactly what they're doing with Dallas Goedert. Here's Ruben this morning.
Look, he's still here because they would like him here at some price. Now, how low is that number, and would he accept, I don't know, $6 million? You know, I mean, he's not going to get it anywhere else. Nobody has any money left to pay Dallas Goedert. So, you know, we're like 6 weeks into free agency, 5 weeks into free agency. There's no money for Dallas Goedert for a 30-year-old injury-prone tight end. So I think that all adds up to there's a chance he's still here. I would say in 9 days he will be here.
All right, so it's, Ruben's take is they're just kind of strong-arming him, keeping him around to try to force him to take a pay cut. They don't... The way I view Ruben's take is they take him back, right? They're not anti-player.
Not at the number. Right. Kind of like the Darius Slay situation.
Yes.
But they don't want to cut him because they know if they cut him. I mean, but here's the thing. If you cut him and bring him back, that's one thing. But I think it feels like they're worried about if they cut him, somebody might pick him up.
I know. So, and what's frustrating to me is we keep hearing more now about how they might take a tight end at 32, right? There's a lot of noise going on. You know, about Mason Taylor, the tight end.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, your guy. Mason Taylor, your guy
for a
very specific reason we know about. But Mason Taylor, tight end out of...
I waved at his auntie this morning.
Yeah. What do you mean, waved at her?
I'm DM.
Oh, auntie.
Hold on.
You're DMing Joy Taylor.
No, I just waved.
Okay.
Before we get Hugh on this,
yeah.
Let me just...
Really?
All right, go ahead.
No, I'm not.
We can't trust your opinion because
I refuse. You like Kyle. No, I'm not. Whatever you were trying to do, I'm not about to do that.
He was worried about a viral moment there. Here's where I'm at. If the Eagles,
I do like this song.
Wait till they draft this kid. We got a whole thing ready. If the Eagles are deciding, you gotta stop the music. I can't talk over this. If the Eagles are deciding, between drafting a tight end at 32, like their first round pick, maybe Mason Taylor, or just keeping Dallas Goedert. I'd rather just keep Dallas Goedert, Hugh. He's here anyway. And then I could use my first round pick on, you know, a defensive player, like a defensive lineman.
Yeah.
It feels like the Eagles are about to, within a week, create a hole to have to fill that hole with one of their higher picks.
Cheaper
hole, yes. But one, they don't need to create this. They have a tight end. He's under contract.
Yeah.
Every time Goddard's name comes up, people talk as if they have no salary cap space. They could clearly fold him into the salary cap this year and play the game. I know he's 30. I know he's injury prone. I'm just saying, if it comes down to, like, if we get to the draft next week and they swap him for a fifth round pick and they end up taking a tight end in the first round, I'm like, hold on. We had a tight end,
yeah,
and you could have used that pick on a defensive player. Hugh, would you rather just keep Goddard or use the 32nd pick on a tight end like, you know, Mason Taylor out of LSU?
Are you seriously asking me?
Are you giving me an honest opinion? Yes, I'm looking for an honest opinion.
Okay, you want an honest opinion?
Well, yeah. Let's see if we get it.
I think that, you know, if you go younger at that position, you know, look at some of the young tight ends that are in the NFL right now, and look at like a Brock Bowers. You get a guy like a Brock Bowers on this team with the talent that you already have, you could really do some things. And even though Dallas Goedert, there were some moments for Dallas Goedert in this season.
Yes.
There definitely was some moment.
Well, the
Dallas
moment against the Saints, that would change the whole season.
But like I've always said, your biggest asset is your availability. And a lot of times when you needed that big tight end, he wasn't available. Now, is Mason Taylor the answer to all of this? I don't know. But I feel where you're going with this, because to be totally honest, if I had to draft with my first pick, with the way that things have gone in this offseason, I would feel more comfortable getting one of those defenders,
yeah,
with that first pick. But on the flip side of that, Joe, and I hate to say it, but it kind of plays into that narrative that I was telling you earlier.
No.
I mean, it really does. If they draft a tight end and you already have all these weapons, I mean, what does that say?
I mean, come on.
I'm just saying.
Say it out loud.
No, I'm not. I don't have to. I think at this point, I've irritated people enough with my Phillies take. So but that's what it plays into.
Well, isn't that a one for one though? Because they lose an offensive player and then gain one. It's still nothing.
But to that point, though,
we're using the assets. We're using the asset
to replace that lost asset.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's a problem for me.
Because
it's the same thing. It's the same reason why I'd be annoyed if they drafted Malachi Starks. Because they just had a safety on the roster. They let him go. The 32nd pick right now is the best asset the Eagles have left this offseason, barring, you know, them wanting to dangle one of their better players in a trade,
right,
which I don't necessarily anticipate, right? But I don't understand the idea of letting something you have go, creating a hole, and then just using the best asset you have to replace that. By the way, Mason Taylor, this guy, he's like projected to be the third best tight end in the draft. It's not like you're going to get Brock Bowers or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's true.
Right. If he was projected to be Brock Bowers, I might feel differently, because that Brock Bowers looks like he might be an all-time
guy. Bonafide.
Yeah.
He's bonafide.
And look, you can get a good play. I mean, Mason Taylor might be really good, or whoever the third tight end is. But just based on the mocks, and we do our daily mock every day, to your point, Kyle, they're not going to get probably either of the top two guys.
No,
it's Tyler Warren and Loveland. They're going to probably be long gone.
And like, I don't know how Kevin Petullo likes to use the tight ends in the offense, but, you know, and make no mistake, when Dallas Goedert's on the field, he has a great impact. Like,
yes,
I like what he adds to the offense, but when he's off the field, it's not like a massive, like, it's not like you're like, oh my God, this offense stinks without Dallas Goedert out there. So it just doesn't make sense to me. It's using too big of a resource to replace something that you don't really need to currently replace right now.
I have been consistent on this the whole time. I just want to keep him. I know, like, I get it, Hugh. Teams don't like to overpay players, and they look at his cap number and his production and his age and his injuries.
Yeah, he's making over 12 yams.
About that, yeah. And I know they're trying to save money for the future and all that. And I'm not looking to give him a new contract for 5 years. Like, I think I'm pretty realistic about where Goddard is.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still good.
Pretty serviceable.
Yes, and they just won a Super Bowl with him. He's helped them get to two Super Bowls. I just feel like they are – it's a very odd thing with a player that's been very good here for a long time – Plus, they have other holes to fill. Right. Like, if they had a perfect roster and they didn't have needs on defense, I'd say, all right, let's freshen this up a little bit. Let's go draft a tight end in the first round. But that's not what they've got.
The weird thing is, if they trade Goddard for, say, a fifth, like, at what point are we like, okay, we have too many draft picks to, like, what are we going to do with all these rookies, especially a fifth-round rookie? The roster's good. What if this guy doesn't even make the team? Like, it's almost useless to have a fifth-round pick right now.
I don't get it.
We have a ton of draft picks.
All right, would you rather just keep Goddard or use the first-round pick to replace him? A lot of people are bringing up Mason Taylor's name, not just Hugh because of, you know, Auntie. Yeah, Auntie.
With that peanut butter skin.
You're going to be all right?
No, I'm just saying.
Okay.
I mean, Auntie aside.
No one buys that.
There's no Auntie aside. You might as well just lean into it.
Auntie aside. Auntie aside. I mean, I think that he would be a serviceable tight end here, and it does add a different dynamic. Yeah. Because, you know, he can stretch the field. He can help stretch the field with the offensive players that we already have.
Yeah, no, like this is not an anti-Mason Taylor thing. I think he's going to be a good football player in the NFL. It's just we have a good tight end, and we have holes on the defensive side, and we're going to create a hole here to fill it with another tight end in the first round. It just feels a little wild to me. 215-592-9494. All right, let's grab Jay in Philly. He wants you to stop those excuses, Hugh Douglas. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Jay.
What's up, Jay?
Hey, look, man, I heard Aaron Nola is struggling because of the weather. It's good that, and that I can understand that because Aaron Nola's from Louisiana. Mm-hmm. He just became a Philly yesterday when he pitched, but he's never pitched in cold weather. Oh, he has for a few years.
Oh, yeah, he's been up in the big leagues since 2015.
What are we talking about, man? What, yo, last week, Alec Bohm needs to get hugged on his way out to the to bat. Now Aaron Nola should get a hoodie and warmers in the hoodie when he pitches. Yo, what are we doing with the Phillies, man? Like, we're just sitting around Indian style singing Kumbaya with the Phillies. Like, what is going on? They've been 500, like you said, since last year. Like, they don't deserve it.
He does bring up a fair point here. This Aaron Nola has pitched in a lot of – as much as he's from Louisiana and tends to pitch better in warm weather, he's been around here for a lot of springs and falls.
You know what the funny thing about Jay's point is? I know he's taking shots at me. I hear you, Jay. But you conveniently left out all the other stuff that I added onto that
because
you wanted to make your point. And even the manager said – that he usually does better after April.
Yeah, that manager.
I mean, it's just
because we listening to what Topper's been saying.
Well, CJ, see, this is where I can't win this because you're upset, and I understand that. And no matter what I say, you're just gonna say I'm making an excuse. It's not an excuse.
Yes,
it's not. So I understand that. So you like this call?
Yeah, well, Jay's good call, Jay.
I get it, man. It's no excuse time, but. He's probably in his head a little bit, Jay, because like I said yesterday, listening to the pregame, and listening to some of the things that he said and the way that he pitched, he's in a position now that he's never been in. And I can tell you, man, as a former athlete, when you're a little bit older and you wake up one morning and be like, damn, I used to be able to do this, but now – and I can't do it. It takes a little while to warm up or whatever. He's probably in that space.
And you're right. You're right. Listen to what he said. He said, I'm the worst pitcher basically in a rotation. He sounds defeated. Like, it's way too early for that dude to set. So then it goes back to what I always say about the Phillies. I don't trust their leadership. You know, like you said, you've been an athlete. When you were in Philadelphia and we were set up the way we were set up, man, if a player was going through what he was going through, man, do you think it would have been easier, not guaranteed, but easier set up the way that the Eagles were set up for him to come out of it versus where's the leadership in the Phillies? How's he going to come out of it?
Well, yeah, it's not there right now. Not enough. They all look like they're in a malaise, Jay, and it's not good. And the manager seems like he's grasping at straws to figure this out. All right, Jay, what's your guess? Hughes Clues, influential person on that list yesterday.
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper?
It's not a bad guess.
It's a good guess. I'm not sure if he's on the list.
I was in a movie with him, so he listens. Jay listens to the show.
I could see Bradley maybe making one of those lists at some point. Because there was a Jalen was in the icon category with Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see Bradley
Is
Cooper.
Is he an icon?
Bradley Cooper?
Yeah.
Was Demi Moore? Like, what are actors?
I would consider her more of an icon if we're doing that than Jalen. Because that G.I. Jane thing.
that G.I. Jane thing was huge when she did that.
He was more of an icon than Bradley Cooper. I mean,
wait a second.
I mean,
G.I. Jane, was that in the 90s?
It was a while ago, but it was what made it iconic is because it was a big deal because she cut her hair.
Oh, sure, yeah. I remember G.I. Jane. Yeah.
And, dude, her bounce back game is strong because if you've seen this movie Substance, she doesn't. It takes you a while it took me a while to realize it was her because she looks totally different because Demi Moore. She had some plastic surgery botches, and she was able to bounce back from those.
Yeah, I need Aaron Nolan to bounce back like Demi Moore.
I hate Kyle found him a new toy.
Yeah, this music's going to be a good one. 215-592-9494. All right, you guys need a second clue. We'll hit you with that next. Second clue for Hughes Clues. We got a four-pack of tickets to the sold-out Eagles 2025 draft party at the Link next Thursday. All right, Dallas Goedert. Would you rather keep him or draft his replacement in round one? A lot of noise about Mason Taylor, tight end at LSU. I'd rather keep Goedert. Use the first-round pick on a defensive player. And Aaron Nola. Where are you at with Nola right now? I'm in the panic button. I mean, his velocity's down. He's walking the ballpark. The innings may have caught up to Aaron Nola. 215-592-9494. Plus, I got to get a son. I've been hearing a lot lately about the Phillies. And quite frankly, I'm sick of. Like, I can't hear. There's this one excuse I keep hearing or, like, coping. I just stop saying
copium.
It.
Copium.
It doesn't even make any sense. It's like, I'm going to explain how silly what I keep hearing is. That's next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. During all the NBA play-in tournament, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all new customers a shot at $250 of bonus bets. Join FanDuel today. You'll get started with $250 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. From three-pointers to steals to assists, FanDuel has so many ways to bet your favorite player props. Plus, after the game tips off, you can even combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get in all the NBA play-in tournament action. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sports becomes the official partner of 94 WIP.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Why did I feel like he was going to come back with this?
We have to have this loaded in for the NFL draft. If Goodell gets the podium and the Philadelphia Eagles select Mason Taylor, tight end, LSU, he's going to hand the floor to Hugh Douglas with this music.
Be like, hey, auntie, peanut butter skin.
You got to be stopped.
Yeah, I'm invited to the pregame show too.
Yeah, well, if that day happens, yeah, I'm just going to know that you're checked out. Not even a tee up anymore. Just feel like, oh, we lost you for the day. We lost you. We'll see what the Eagles do at number 32. But I'd rather keep Goddard than draft a tight end in the first round. What are we
shoot
doing?
Shoot the J. Shoot it.
Yeah, we know you're going to do that. How about we draft a defense player? All right, 215-592-9494. We're back to your phone calls and another clue for Hughes Clues in a second. Aaron Nola, are you hitting the panic button? He's 0-4 for the first time in his career. Strikeout to walk ratio, worst we've ever seen. Walks are up. The velocity's down. It doesn't look good right now for Aaron Nola in the start of this season. But, Hugh, I need to just get something off my chest.
Because, what you got?
Well, I keep hearing this, and it's
like you'll do that every day, though. You
get it no, off. I know, but like sometimes I hear things, and I just let it go, and then we just discuss what we're discussing.
Okay.
But sometimes I hear things, and I have to...
Get it off your chest, then.
Well, I have to stop something.
What you got?
Because there's something ridiculous that's being said about the Phillies over and over. Like, I hear it from...
Oh, I think I know where you're going with this
I keep hearing people, they're struggling, but they're on pace for 95 wins.
Oh, the but, okay.
Why are we doing pace this early into the season? It's stupid. It's irrelevant. Like,
copium.
It is copium. Let me give you an example. So the Phillies, if you want to use the winning percentage thing, right? They're 10-8 right now. And that, if you extrapolate it out over a full year, they're on pace for 90 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Do they look like a team that's going to win 90 games the way they're playing today?
No, right now.
They have to play much better. And why it drives me crazy is, here's the equivalent of this. We are one game if we're doing an NFL season. This is like they've played one game,
mm-hmm.
right? Imagine watching the Eagles after one game and one part of their team is just not good at all. Like they the defense stinks. And you call on a WIP and say, they're 1-0. They're on pace to be undefeated. It seems ridiculous to say that. That's the equivalent. They've played one game in terms of football of a full schedule. So while they're on pace to win 90 games, stop saying that. Because if they lose today, they're on pace to win, I don't know, 85 games. If they lose three in a row, they're on pace to win 60 games. Like, it's too early for pace for a baseball team.
Yeah, it is, but it's copium. Like Kyle, the word that Kyle's like to use is copium, because here's the reality of this. In the past seasons, and I only can go by the three that I've been here, we've always kind of said, hey, you know what? It's early. The Phillies will be okay.
Yeah.
And in the past, they have been.
Mm-hmm.
They've been okay. And, you know, they went to the World Series. They won 90-something games, and they won the pennant and everything. This year is different because of the way last year ended.
Right.
So now we're uncomfortable and our senses are heightened because we see some of the same things that we saw last year, and we don't want it to be like it was, but at the same time, we don't want to be foolish and like we don't see what we see.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so that's one group of people. And the other group of people is, okay, well, we've been down this road before. We've been fine.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the ones that tend to irritate you a little bit.
I just think this early in the season, looking at the record is not really indicative of things. Right?
Yeah.
Like, just because a team gets off to whatever start doesn't mean that's who they are. My point is, the Phillies have been outscored so far this year. Can they play better? Yes. Will they? I think they will. I think they'll play better than they have the last 2 weeks, because this has been pretty bluff or poor for 2 weeks. But to just say they're 10-8, they're on pace for 90 wins, what are you upset about? What do we mean? They don't do anything well right now. I like, what? Why do I care? They're 10-8. They're 51-49. Their last 100. Like, we could slice this pie any way you want.
I can't tell if this is very pledge-like of you, Joe.
What do you mean?
Uh-oh.
It's too early.
What do you mean by that? I'm trying to understand.
I'm just wondering where we come in, like, because too early to panic.
Well, it's not too early to panic. But it's too.
Because what you're right, saying.
You kind of caught me here. But I would think. Hold on. I got it now. I would think just saying their record is not taking the pledge. Because the record could be flawed.
I'm only kidding.
I'm upset.
Because I got you.
This is the thing, man.
I don't think he expected that.
No, I didn't.
We are in a position where you don't want to believe what your eyes are telling you.
That's exactly it.
You don't want to believe what your eyes are telling you.
So you cling to the record.
Yes, and you're clinging to what it has been in the past. And that's why people are irritated. That's why on days like this, coming in on days out when they lose the way that they lost, it's hard to try to explain to diehard baseball fans because they're not trying to hear that because they see some of the same things that we saw last year. The fact that we had a caller calling in talking about moving Trey Turner from the shortstop position to the outfield and all, that's because we're trying to figure out ways to fix it. And to be honest, last night, that wasn't the issue. The issue was the fact that the bats just went cold.
Yeah.
But we get to the point where the team doesn't do this, that, and the third. And instead of talking about what directly affected the loss or gave them the loss, we talk about everything else that we see that's wrong with this team that had nothing to do with the loss last night.
Right.
That's where we are with this team. And that's the frustrating thing about it because, you know, no disrespect to the caller that called in, but we're talking about stuff that didn't have anything to do with last night's loss. The reason we lost last night because we didn't hit in timely situations. You didn't hit in timely situations.
And Nola.
Yeah.
And Nola.
But we want to focus on, okay, well, Trey Turner needs to move. Well, you know, Alec Bohm needs to do whatever that is. That's not what lost us the game last night. But that's where we are as fans because you're frustrated about some of the same things that you see. We already know we have a good feeling about where it's going to go.
Right.
Nowhere.
Yeah, just like don't tell me they're 10-8. It's going to be fine. When I'm watching for 2 weeks, they've stunk. Like they are 10-8. That's not a bad record, right? That's mediocre. It's fine.
They're what, 7-7 to start last season?
Yes.
So like there's still time for things to change,
totally.
But there's a larger sample size at play here.
Yes.
And if you go like it'd be one thing if the Phillies made a bunch of changes this offseason, shook things up, and then you come and you're like, okay, new team, right? Like,
it gives you a little bit of rope. You get leeway.
Right, but since this almost feels like an extension of last season
eerily similar.
The same team, like, that, I think that matters a lot more than, like, well, you know, it's too early to panic type of thing. Like, you're right. You said they're 49-51 in their last 100 games. That's a 500 baseball team for a very long time.
And yes, they're 10-8 this year. But look, three of those games, they got to play the Rockies, who might be the worst team in baseball. They're 3-15. They swept that team. Other than that, they're 7-8. And that's what my eyes tell me. They've not played good baseball. They need to turn this around quickly. 215-592-9494. I just don't want to do the record thing, the on-pace thing. I mean, it's April. It's the second week of April. We do on pace. We're gonna make ourselves crazy because they have a 3-game losing streak. Their pace is gonna change totally. 3-game winning streak. We're gonna say, you know, they're on pace to do this. It's too early. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Yo, Joe, Kyle. What's up, man?
Terrence, what's up, buddy?
Man? Hey, man. I got a guest too, but I want to talk about the Phillies. I told Kyle we got to panic on Nola. We got to panic on the Phillies also because, like he was saying. It's definitely early in the season, but this team looks eerily similar to the teams we've seen get eliminated from the playoffs year after year.
Yep.
And I know the other day Kyle said he didn't want her to term insane no more, but I'm going to say crazy. It's crazy to see this team getting blown out by the San Francisco Giants. Like the one game they won was because of Harper and the heroics, right? The other two games they got cream pie. Like, what are we doing here? And here's the thing. Topper do need to grow some balls and get the team mentally prepared because it's the same old, same old. We never saw, besides that one year we saw with the Eagles, they got demolished by teams. But we've seen that on a number of times. The Phillies get blown out and the bats just going cold with no explanation. And
Yes.
To me, I feel like Nola is stealing money. He's stealing money. He got that big contract. If you ask me, the last 3 years, he hasn't been dependable at all. He hasn't been a go-to pitcher you can go to and say, Nola, go win this game. That hasn't been. He hasn't been that guy. And he's getting older. And I want to say this the other day when it got smoked by the Giants. Have we wasted the years of Nola and Wheeler? These guys are getting older, guys. Because we saw Wheeler look kind of cooked that last outing, too. Have we wasted these guys' years on these playoff runs that we collapsed on? We got to think about that.
Maybe. I mean, we may have wasted. Here's what, Terrence, and if they win it, then we won't worry about this. But their best is probably past them. I mean, for Nola, it certainly is. Wheeler, I think he's going to figure it back out, but he's given a lot of great years, and hopefully he can continue that. But, yeah, I think if we logically, the best of Wheeler and Nola has already happened.
And to me, Joe, right now, that big contract, you're not showing it. You're not showing by going out here and pitching. This team right now, man, it's a panic button. I'm hitting the panic button. And two, I don't see no fight. I don't see the energy in these guys' teams. And I said this, like, the Phillies this year, they just look like flat, like energy drained.
Yeah,
like,
they do.
Somebody got to come to the clubhouse. I don't know. They might have to call back my man.
Stubbs? Stubbs?
Chief's vibes off. You got to get that playlist right, man.
We've reached a bad spot here.
All
right, Terrence, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues?
I'm going to say Snoop.
Now Snoop, was Snoop on the list?
Yes, he was.
All right, it's a good guess.
I met Snoop.
Appreciate
you know what's
it.
Funny about Snoop, man? When I was at ESPN, Snoop likes to smoke a lot of weed.
Yes,
right?
I've heard that.
Do you think that's breaking news?
No, but here,
it's like
here's
his whole
the
shtick.
No, but here's the kicker. Like, he had to do hits at ESPN, right?
Right.
And he would have to, like, Snoop smokes like a chimney. So he would smoke, and like he ain't smoking no Reggie. He's smoking some top notch stuff. He would go out, and it was almost like every 15 to 20 minutes he had to smoke, and he smoked. So he came through the building smelling like straight dank.
He did the Olympics thing last year, right? He was all over the Olympics, and didn't he like tricked everyone last year, right? He said he quit smoking, but didn't he has a line of gummies now?
Yeah, no, he did the gummies, but he had the heater. Mm. The heater thing was when he was talking about he quit smoking or whatever. He did, it was the heater. But Snoop smokes.
Yeah, he does. All right, Hugh, before we go any further here, it's not Snoop, but it is someone on that Time 100 influential list. Hugh, why don't you give everyone a second clue for Hugh's clues?
This individual on this list, I tried to buy a car from this individual, and this individual told me hells no.
Well, so you know, you've interacted with this person.
I've interacted with one of these individuals, and he told me, hells no.
All right. Hugh tried to buy a car from someone on the influential time list. Who is it? 215-592-9494.
Another clue, and you caught it. Mm-hmm. Nobody else caught
it. That's all right. Well, maybe they did, but what are we going to do now? Herb in the Northeast. What's up, Herb?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, Herb.
Hi. Let me say a couple things about the Phillies, then I want to talk about the Eagles.
Okay.
Last night, it's the same old thing. I'm going to tell you, Castellanos, okay? Mm-hmm. I like you as a player.
Castellanos.
The best right now. You've been hitting the long ball. You've been hitting some doubles. You had a few good games here and there. But it's the same old thing, bro. Stop swinging at that hot bases loaded. Stop swinging at that pitch. It's high up there above your shoulders. You knew you were getting a fastball, and you committed to that pitch. As soon as he threw it, as soon as you saw it up there, boom.
No, that's the pitch that you're supposed to take the walk.
I know. Yeah, he swung 2-0. Okay. He swung 2-0 last night against a pitcher that had four walks in the inning. Yeah, yep.
Get your head out of your ass, okay? You understand?
Wow.
That's baseball talk.
And that's your guy to Castellanos, okay. So say that to him, yep. Herb, before you go on, I found out that you were in the bathroom for 10 minutes, Herb.
He's just steamrolled.
I know. Herb, hold on. We got the other umpire sent me a message from that game with the bathroom situation. You know about this?
Yeah, did he tell you?
Well, he said you were in the bathroom for 10 minutes, not 5.
He said you took a number 2.
Whatever. You know, 5 minutes. Maybe it's
What were you really doing in there, Herb?
Taking a piss. That's it.
For 10 minutes?
No, it wasn't no 10 minutes.
Okay.
By the time I cleaned up and got my pants up and all that, you know what I mean?
So, you cleaned up. All right, go ahead, Herb.
Don't worry.
Yeah, go ahead. Never mind. It's my fault.
That guy there, first time I ever worked with him.
Oh, wow.
First time I
Probably the last time, too, after that.
No. He wants to work with me. He knows what's up.
All right, okay.
He's 30 years old. I'm 70.
Oh, you're trying to show him the ropes.
Okay.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm 40 years older than him.
That's the math,
okay?
Yeah.
He knows what's going on.
Herb, what do you think about the Eagles?
Well, I think if you want to get aggressive, I think they might, last minute, like Wednesday night, make a phone call to Carolina when they got the fifth pick, right?
I think they have the eighth, but say, yeah, same thing.
Maybe there's a chance to wait, or even Jacksonville. Maybe we go down there, because Jacksonville's looking for that tight end.
Mm.
And they I saw something, they're looking at that Taylor. So I think maybe you say, look, we got Dallas Goedert. Okay. We'll throw in $7 million. You pay the other 13 because he gets 20. You give us your pick, we'll give you your 32nd.
So you want to use Goedert to move up from 32 to 5.
Now you can go and get the Penn State tight end. Go
Tyler Warren. But he's not related to Joy Taylor like he wants. Joy
Tyler
Taylor.
Warren. Don't matter. Either one. Or I'll take Taylor. But I mean,
aren't you a Joy Taylor guy?
Tyler Warren's got more. Oh. Tyler Warren can do more things on the field than any of those other tight ends.
Oh, he's a beast.
He can block.
Yep.
He can run the ball.
It's got a George Kittle vibe to him. Yeah, he's good.
George Kittle.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good.
He's got
everything.
He's got more stuff than Kittle.
Wow.
That guy's going to be a Hall of Fame dude,
Hall
man.
Fame.
That dude.
That's strong.
That dude's going to play 14, 15 years. Jeez. That guy's he's tough. Wait till he get in a pro camp. Ooh, look out. Look out, brother.
Herb, good phone call. So we're using Goedert to move up from 32 to 5. And Tyler Warren's going to the Hall of Fame. And 10 minutes in the bathroom is a long time for just number one.
That's taking a dump.
And he went after Castellanos, one of the few actually hitting so far this year.
Yeah, he's taking a dump.
Herb's tough cookie, man.
I know. Well, that drop's going to be used a lot around here. That one. You're darn right. Juan in Honeybrook. What's up, Juan?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, Juan, what's going on?
Oh, you know, man. I think it's time to panic.
Me too.
The purge alarm. The purge alarm. Oh, my goodness.
So what are you thinking about Nola, Juan?
You know, like I said, you know, some of these athletes, man, they get paid and they start laxing, man. And they're like, I got paid. So I could just, like, coast. And he's probably coasting right now. I don't know. But, I mean, maybe the wind had a factor to do with some of those pitches. And I'm going to tell you what, man, not for nothing, but them Empires suck.
Yeah, well, they're not in a good way right now, Juan. They're not. They're not playing good baseball. The cold and wind, I do think he doesn't like pitching the cold. We've seen that before. But you can only make so many excuses. You got to figure it out. Juan, what is your guess for Hughes Clues? Who is Hugh talking about today?
Taboozy.
Not it. Juan,
no,
we appreciate it.
He's on the list.
Was he?
I think so.
Okay.
I did pull up the list just so we can now confirm or deny who is actually on this list. But we're looking for someone on the influential top 100 list that Jalen Hurts was on yesterday. And Hugh gave the clue that he tried to buy a car from this person.
Yeah, and they told
recently.
Me hells no.
Yeah. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall for that conversation. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on Aaron Nola, the Phillies right now? I'm tired of hearing what they're on pace for. They've played 18 games. I don't care. I want them to play better baseball because right now they're not. And the pitcher last night was certainly a problem. Aaron Nola has struggled to start the season so far. And with the Dallas Goedert situation, would you rather just keep him or draft his replacement in the first round? There's a lot of noise out there about the tight end at LSU. It has nothing to do who his auntie is. The Hugh likes to bring up. It's just It's about the player he is. A lot of noise with the Eagles there. With Mason Taylor, tight end at LSU. What would you rather do? Keep Goddard or draft his replacement in the first round? If they draft his replacement in the first round, number one, the kid better be worth the first round pick because it's the third tight end. I know Herb's trying to trade up into the first top five. I doubt that's going to happen. He better be a great player. And why am I drafting a tight end when I could draft a defensive player and just hold on to Dallas Goedert? All right, speaking of Goedert, we'll get to a team that reportedly checked in on him next, what that means, and how everyone would feel if he ended up in that uniform. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.